We have Stacy Q with us. Stacy.
Hello.
I have a big stack of cards right in front of me.
Where are you, Larry? Now,
I'm here someplace. Plus, we have a photographer that's actually taking pictures, and I'm still seeing spots before my eyes. Welcome to St. George.
Thank you.
This has been one wild tour that all of you guys have been on.
Yeah. They're wonderful, though. Jets, Jermaine, everybody. It's nice. You know, everyone gets along. It's
now
great.
The tour began where?
We kicked it off in Oklahoma City about 4 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
A little less than 4 weeks ago.
And since then, you've been all over the Western United States.
All over the place. Yeah.
Now, last night, San Bernardino.
Uh-huh.
Night before that, Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
San Bernardino is close to my hometown. Then Phoenix is Carl Mouette, my drummer, his hometown. So everybody's getting to see all their family and friends. It's nice.
That's great. What part of the area are you from? What part of the West?
Well, I grew up in Southern California in Anaheim. Orange County, right outside of L.A.
Part of Cucamonga and Azusa, isn't it?
Anaheim. No, that's a little bit north.
Isn't that the old thing? All aboard for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Yeah, I'm a little bit down there.
Disneyland
down towards
country.
The beach. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I went to work for Disneyland when I was about 11.
You did?
Uh-huh. Yeah, dancing in the parades.
Super. So there is hope for people to get to work for Disneyland. You can be make big time, right?
You're sort of on your own, you know. But yeah, there's hope.
Let's trace. I'm going to play dumb now. Let's trace the career right from the beginning. When did you first get an inkling that you could sing professionally and make some money at it and entertain people?
Well, I never really thought about it actually, because I was dancing, and very interested in theater. But with dance as my forte and not singing. So I never had singing lessons or even acting lessons, although I'm extremely comfortable with acting.
Mm-hmm.
And the singing I'm getting used to.
Began with dance, went to acting, and ended up in singing.
Yeah. So what's left? Bird calling, I don't know.
Serendipity, I guess. Where did you actually get your start as a singer? When was the first time you performed?
Well, the producer that I work with now,
mm-hmm.
John St. James, I began to work with him just as a fluke in 1981,
mm-hmm.
Recording in a studio. And it was actually just a studio project called Q, and that's where the Q comes from.
Oh.
And John is quite the Ian Fleming fan.
Q seems to be a big letter now anyway, doesn't it?
Yes, it has grown to be quite popular, and of course it's Quincy Jones's nickname, which is why we changed it from Q to SSQ in the beginning. We just put my initials in front of the Q. My name is Stacy Swain.
And so the Q really was adopted from that project.
Yeah.
A lot of people were wondering, does it stand for Quackenbush or something like that from the old Marx Brothers? No, that's where it comes from. Now, you've done television as an actress.
Yeah, a little bit, a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
I played a recurring character on Facts of Life named Cinnamon.
Ah.
And I made a cameo appearance on Full House. Tomorrow we're going to be in Tucson, and then the band goes back to Los Angeles for a short break. I'm going to Hawaii. I believe the Jets are too, either going to Tonga or Hawaii. And I'll be doing a film.
Ah, what one?
A feature film. It's got a working title called Maximum Force. It's very action-packed.
Wow.
It's kind of a thriller, very serious movie.
A lot of blood and guts?
I believe so.
Well, this is
maybe even mine.
Well, it'll all be makeup, right?
That's right.
Have you enjoyed the career?
Oh, yeah. I recommend it highly.
Even starting as a dancer and an actress, you've enjoyed the music?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, everybody loves music. You know, it's always there. You know, the radio, since you're very tiny, you know. And you have brothers and sisters, and you listen to all the music they like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just naturally, I think subconsciously, you pick all that up. You know, there's music everywhere. You can't watch a film without, you know, source music in the background. It's just something, it's a fact of life.
I guess recurring question number 175 is, who was your favorite group or favorite artist when you were a kid?
David Bowie. David Bowie is my favorite, I think. One of my all-time favorites. He rates very highly on my list.
With your career, what sort of things have you been trying to put into your music that you want to have come out of your music to reach out to people? What sort of things do you try to get into that?
I haven't really gotten that far yet. So far, we're still very spontaneous in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever comes up, comes up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully it's positive.
people think of musicians, singers, dancers. Hey, they 2 hours, they're on the stage, and they work like crazy for 2 hours. They don't think about all of the other stuff that goes into it. How many hours do you spend in rehearsal before you ever go out on a tour like this?
Oh, it's endless. All day, every day. You sort of live and breathe it, sleep it.
Mm-hmm. And before you go into a recording session, what sort of preparations do you make before you go to a recording session?
Well, we spend a lot of time writing. We don't do, John and myself and the band, we don't do a lot of pre-production. We don't sit down and write songs and then say these are the songs that we're going to go in and record. Mm-hmm. We sort of show up and go, well, let's make an album. So it's kind of like, well, it's looser, you know, and it's very spontaneous. I like it that way.
There comes a point, I assume, when you say, hey, something magical has happened. Everything has come together. Boom.
Yeah, well, to go back to the question you asked me, I think magic is an important part of music. I think that's what everybody's hoping for, is to bring across a little bit of magic that can touch everyone.
With doing recordings, much different than being the live performer. What do you enjoy about either of those aspects of a singing career? The spontaneity, I assume, with recording.
Oh well, live performance, that's always nice because you know, if you have all these people there, it's either a very large audience or a small intimate one, and you just get to be there with them. It's very nice. It's amazing. Sometimes you can see every single face in a crowd. You can see what color shirt they're wearing. It's incredible. You know, there's gonna be thousands of people there. If you really look, you can see every single one of them. And they don't know it. I'm sure they think, oh, she can't see me or whatever.
All of the glare of lights and all.
Yeah, sometimes I almost, you know, forget what I'm doing, you know, because I'm so much with them. I'm forgetting to, you know, be Stacey Q.
It's a two-way street then.
Yeah, I like it that way. That's really, you know, I'm still at that point where I'm meeting them.
You can sense the feeling of an audience?
Well, I can see them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, see every single one of them, almost always.
Uh-huh.
It's great. I know they don't know that, but I'm telling you, I can see you.
Wash your face tonight before you come. Make sure your hair is combed.
Really, you better be singing along.
Which one of your songs gets the most response, or has been getting the most, or do you find it different in each concert?
I do, and I find it different, you know, individually. You know, people respond differently. Everybody has their favorites. There's a large bunch of people that can't understand why the song Better Than Heaven isn't in the set. We have quite a condensed set right now. It's about a half an hour show. So in this set, I would say the more current songs, like Don't Make a Fool of Yourself, and the new single, I Love You, and Two of Hearts.
And
those get the best response.
Two of Hearts has been, believe it or not, with all of the new things, Two of Hearts has been getting the most response as far as requests here at KDXU. Do you find that that's common as you visit with radio stations?
Actually, yes. I found that quite a few people really, really enjoy that song. The new single that we have, I Love You, is quite a bit in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that liked Two of Hearts will probably be very happy with I Love You.
Every performer, I think, has a favorite song that they like performing because of whatever experience they've had with that song and creating it or whatever meaning. Is there one that you have?
Well, I like I Love You. I like singing I Love You. Now, you know, that changes. You know, your favorites change. But I like I Love You. I just like singing it over and over.
And you mentioned your career is headed to a movie, feature movie.
Yes.
Singing-wise, what comes after the tour?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're doing a U.S. tour. We're probably going to be going over to Japan, hopefully for a few weeks.
The same group, Jermaine Stewart and the Jets and Stacey Q?
Actually, no, just Stacey Q.
Ah.
That plan is in the works right now. I'd like to go over to Europe, visit Europe again. We were over there last year and the year before. I did quite a bit of television there in France. They do things quite differently. They like to expose you through television. Just you find yourself on these very strange, like, combination game show, treasure hunt, talent show combinations. They're really weird. But They're very popular there. Would like to go back to Europe. There are places that we didn't get to last year that I'd like to go. I'd like to go to Australia. So we had some very successful songs over there. There's a lot to do, that's for sure.
For the tour, how did this... This is a pretty high-powered group. Stacey Q, Jermaine Stewart, the Jets. This is a pretty high-powered group, no question about it. How did this tour get put together?
Oh, well, a lot of people have a hand in that, you know, the managers and the agents and the groups themselves, you know, definitely have a say. They say, oh, gee, yes, we'd like to have Stacey Q on the show with us. You know, that would be nice. And then we say, well, we'd love to be on the bill with you, you know. Yeah.
It's a matter of working out the dollar figures.
Right.
And all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you enjoy this hectic a tour? Is there a fun in it, or do you find that it becomes a grind after a while?
Oh, it's fun. No, yeah, it's all fun. It would be silly if we weren't enjoying ourselves. Then everybody would be running around backstage all crabby and grouchy. And that wouldn't exactly be worth it now, would it?
It's different to get paid for having fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was talking to somebody outside. He was saying, great way to see the country, isn't it? And I've toured before. I was telling you, I used to work for Ringling Brothers.
Really?
And yeah. It was nice to be that young and traveling, which is something I love to do, and being paid for it. So we're all very fortunate to be able to do something we love and to earn a living as well. A
couple of things. Do you ever find yourself saying, here I am, Stacey. Why have I been so fortunate? Do you ever find yourself thinking about that? Why have I had this, all of these experiences, when there's a lot of people out there that would like to have these experiences? Why have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I think we all have. I think we all realize how fortunate we are.
Mm-hmm. Is it tough? Obviously, when you become a star, recording, TV, whatever, makes you very visible. There's a lot of adulation. Just spontaneous adulation. Some people enjoy the music, some other people just enjoy being around celebrity. Is it tough to deal with personally?
No. I mean, sometimes it might be, you know, a little disturbing, but no, I don't find any problem with it at all. Like I said earlier, I recommend it to anyone as long as you have a good attitude about it. And people are very nice about it to me. You know, they're not ridiculous, you know, and screaming and silly. They're very, very nice. You know, I don't have a problem with it at all.
Stacey, you're delightful. It's been enjoyable.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for coming to St. George. It's
been
fun. Oh,
thank you for having us.
And everyone's looking forward to the concert tonight at 7 at the Dixie Center.
Well, say hi to Leroy when he gets to the studio.
Okay, I guess we are going to get Leroy from the Jets. Stacey, thank you. And we'll play your latest song here.
See you, St. George.
Tonight at 7, Stacey Q. Delightful lady. Thank you, Stacey. I Love You with Stacey Q on Dixie's 890 KDXU at Rhymes. What can I say?